Hey, buddy, welcome to Matt Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Ace Jaren, and I'm joined by Mr. Fantastic, Rich Stambolian.
That's right. What's up, bitch-ass motherfuckers?
Oh, my God.
Hardcore today. What's going on?
I'm going to tell some guests to put the bleeps in that one, because I think that makes it even better. What's going on, Rich?
Not much, man. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah?
Listen, last week we had a lot of Sopranos talk, so I have some cured meats here. Beautiful. Would you care for a cured meat?
Okay.
You're all right.
Okay,
all right. I'm
like
gonna have some.
Sitting out for a while.
I just cut them. I just cut the cured meats.
Looks good, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna have some.
A little salami, a little gabagool.
Nice. Salami. I'm all ready for the show. You know. Hey guys, if this is the first time you're watching, we don't normally eat cured meats live on the air, but today we're gonna be celebrating because it's my favorite time of the year, and that's Royal Rumble season.
Absolutely.
I love the Rumble. Is that your favorite pay per view?
No.
No, WrestleMania?
It's WrestleMania, but the Rumble is a close second.
Rumble's a close second. Rumble's my favorite.
Yeah.
Because it was one of the first ones that, actually, I think my first pay-per-view was probably SummerSlam 91.
Mm-hmm.
Or that I, like, remember, you know,
okay.
That I became a fan. I actually think it was probably Mania 90.
What's your second favorite pay-per-view?
WrestleMania.
Okay.
Yeah. SummerSlam is third.
Backlash.
But Armageddon. Armageddon 98. So I'm really hyped about this. We have so much wrestling happening. Royal Rumble, obviously. We don't know who's going to, you know, there's a lot of speculation on who's going to win it, who's going to be in it. The Women's Rumble, also a lot going on there. News on Ronda Rousey possibly leaving after WrestleMania or shortly after WrestleMania.
Yeah, sure.
Do
you care if she leaves?
I'm going to tell you something. I think it's going to be a big hit to them. It's going to be a big hit.
What makes you say that?
Because she's actually a draw.
She is a draw, but...
Except on Monday, which I want to talk about the ratings and a whole lot more. But guys, I deeply appreciate all the support over the years. If you're listening to this podcast on iTunes or anywhere podcasts are available, make sure you're subscribed to the show. Hit the subscribe button. If you're watching on YouTube, hit the subscribe button. It helps us out tremendously when you guys do that. Also, you can follow us, Matt Men Podcast on Twitter. You can follow me at Andrew Zarin. You can follow Rich at BTC Rich. There is a lot to talk about, so let's go right into it. Monday Night Raw was not a terrible show.
No, it was okay go-home show, sure. Right?
It was an okay go-home show. It was not bad.
It was fun, to be honest.
Well, I'll tell you where the fun stopped. If you look at the ratings.
Okay.
If you look at the ratings. From hour one to hour three, they lost over 700,000 viewers.
Okay.
The third hour saw the biggest drop ever.
Really?
Now, there was a basketball game.
Yeah.
But I don't think on a go-home Raw, it should affect it that much.
Mm-hmm.
700,000 people tuned away in the third hour. Now, if you look at the numbers, now, they don't release quarter hours, but I'm very curious to see if it was the main event that turned them off.
Of, what was the main event?
The women's tag.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I turned it off before.
You turned it off.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, so
to bed.
There's that's a problem where you have 700,000 people turn off or go away on your go-home Raw to Royal Rumble when it's supposed to be heating up. Now, the numbers were down from last week significantly, too.
Yeah.
The ratings were down tremendously. So here's the fascinating thing. So I looked at all the numbers, like the demo and the breakdown. Men turned it off. Tremendously, about 24% of men turned it off.
Mm-hmm.
They're watching, but there was a tremendous amount of women that turned it off.
Interesting,
like a really way too big, considering it was a women's main event.
Uh-huh.
They had no interest in this.
Okay,
and like kid men, 14 to 18 or 12 to 18, which is like a really peak demo to stay up late.
Yeah.
They were gone, and so were the women. And 18 to 24 was non-existent.
Okay,
like it just went away. And a lot of this really has to do with fatigue, where the 3 hours is really long and people are getting fatigued. But it also has to say something about, you know, what you're placing and where you're placing it.
Mm-hmm.
There is no reason to stay and watch it anymore.
That's a good summation.
Because I could go in the morning and see exactly what happened and be caught up.
And be fine with it. You know, I think that's a big thing. But they did, I think they, obviously they know what they're doing, but I also think they know what they're doing because they have eyes on everything else that's streaming and that's on TV, right?
Yeah.
So you're not going to put the Brock segment at the end because you know attention will be divided, right? So you give people, you know, like the main event that you got, which, you know what? And they also kind of clued everybody in saying, like, really, I don't know if you noticed this, but I felt like this past Monday, they were really giving you the segments very much ahead of time. They were giving you the schedule. Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, up next is this. After that, it's going to be this. After that, it's going to be this. Stay tuned for this. More so than they do normally, I think. You know, I think if you go back and watch it, it was a lot of, like, here's what's going to come up, you know?
Yeah, which is, it's bizarre that they went in that direction.
And I think it was also like, hey, listen, like, this is going to be the end. If you want to go to sleep, go to sleep. You know? Like, you could take a nap if you want to.
Yeah, sure.
It's okay. Ronda's not going to be here much longer.
So we'll talk about this. So Ronda Rousey was in the main event. Let me tell you something amazing that I did not know about.
Please.
God forbid you say something bad about Sasha Banks on the internet.
Mm. It's the same as...
Holy moly.
As when we got blasted by the Roman bots.
The Roman bots. Yeah, but that was bad. But what was the joke? I don't remember what it was.
The joke was that he was going to enter the Women's Royal Rumble...
As Romana Reigns. And people got so mad.
People got so berserk.
Like, really, really angry.
And all the Roman bots came out of nowhere telling us that we hate Roman Reigns.
And we're homophobes, right?
No.
We're transphobes?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were transphobes.
And all the bots came out and they were like, why do you gotta talk shit about Roman Reigns all the time? And we're like, we don't.
And it was the same message constantly. You know, and I found it. What it is, it's a bot. You're right. It's a trigger somebody has where it's the same message. And it's amazing, actually, how they attack. Well, but these people are somewhat real. And if you say anything positive about Ronda Rousey, the Sasha Banks people come out.
Yeah.
And if you say something really bad about Sasha Banks, it was nuts. I got bombarded by Sasha Banks lovers telling me that, like, going nuts.
They suck.
That she's the best and Ronda Rousey sucks and she should die.
Uh-huh.
She should die. She's a bad person. And I'm like, you know, this isn't real. Like, Sasha Banks is not a real person.
She's a person.
She's a person, but it's a character.
Right?
Like, and they don't get it. Like,
she's the boss.
People
want her to be the boss.
I found it amazing how she has that army.
It's also, like, it's very interesting, too. Like, there are certain people on the roster where it'll trigger the bots and also, like, the Dean Ambrose people, which I find fascinating, you know?
Oh, like, yeah, the Dean Ambrose love?
The Dean Ambrose
love. Dean Ambrose wife.
I mean, right? I get it. He's great. But, you know, like, Dean Ambrose, Sasha, and Roman, I find that if you say anything negative about them.
Seth also has it.
I don't think as much, right?
Not as much as Dean and Roman.
Yeah. But if people are just like, why? F you. Yo, Sasha's the best. Marry me.
Sasha, marry me.
6ix9ine. That's like a lot of people.
Oh, God.
That's their Twitter handles.
So there's a lot going on now. I was very shocked at the numbers that plummeted there. We do have a lot of surprises that are going to happen. We have a bunch of openings on both sides.
Yes.
And
for the Rumble,
yeah, men's and women's.
Bray Wyatt.
Okay, but now there's also let's talk about the Abyss news.
Yeah,
this is fascinating. Last night it came out that Abyss and Sanjay Dutt have signed with WWE, and what better way than to kind of do a surprise entrant than Abyss showing up in the Rumble? Now, they're backstage roles, and they're most likely going to be involved with... I'm not saying that they're going to have a program on TV, but it might be amazing to see Abyss in the ring with EC3.
That would be fun. Or AJ Styles.
Or Joe. It won't be AJ, but I think because AJ has his match.
Yeah.
But Abyss with all these, you know, those guys, like you mentioned.
Yeah.
That'll be a lot of fun. Maybe him and Kane doing the weird head nod.
I think they're
the head turn.
They're going to call him Man-Biss.
I think they could call him Abyss. I think he owns the rights. Yeah. But imagine if he shows up.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said Man-Biss versus Hulk Hogan. But imagine that, you know, like, I think that's a really fun spot. And it doesn't affect the Rumble. Abyss comes out. Kane's in a ring.
Yeah.
Everybody's cleared. They do that weird head tilt and they go at it. And that's it. Done.
Wow, they kiss.
Perfect. And they kiss.
They're too sweet. And then they leave. They just ruin everybody's Rumble.
I think it'll be great.
That would be a lot of fun, but do you think that's going to happen? It would be great if it was...
It's possible. If there was a moment for it to happen, this is the moment that it's going to happen,
right?
Why not, right? This would... they have to be thinking about it. Now, there's no reason why they wouldn't do it. Think about how many positions are in that Rumble that mean nothing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, Abyss in at number 9. I think the surprises that we're going to get on Sunday are going to be either very, very cool or very underwhelming. Because you know we're going to get EC3, right? It's a given that EC3 is going to be in the Rumble for the most
part. EC3 has to be in the Rumble.
I'm going to say Ricochet. I think their surprises are going to be internal this year. You're going to get, like, NXT guys like Ricochet, Aleister Black maybe, Lars Sullivan.
Lars, yeah. Yeah. What did you think of the Lars, the match? That also, there was a big drop for that also, that match, because nobody knew, really, nobody knows who Heavy Machinery is.
We were talking about Lars Sullivan.
Lars Sullivan. I was talking about Otis Dozovic.
Are you doing your taxes right now?
I'm doing my taxes. I'm talking about Otis Dozovic.
I'm going to start typing too and not saying anything. Heavy Machinery is going to be in there. I think you're going to get Velveteen.
That'd be a great entrance, right? He should come out. He should do the Hogan entrance.
He should do the Hogan entrance. Yeah. Oh, my God. Imagine if he comes to the ring with Hogan.
This is my new friend, brother. This is my buddy. My buddy.
He just starts saying buddy now. Sunday's going to be great. It's going to be a lot of fun. Maybe we'll get that Adam Cole spot. Any outside guys, who knows?
Well, outside guys in what's with? Like NXT?
No, like a Kenny Omega.
Nah.
You know? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like who knows?
I think Abyss, you know what? If I said outside, I would say Abyss.
Okay.
Would be the only one. Mm-hmm. As far as a legend.
Tajiri.
Maybe DDP.
Okay.
Because he has a book coming out.
Sure.
You remember what happened to Tajiri? He came back and something happened.
He just didn't sign.
Did he get hurt? Yeah.
He came back for 205 Live.
He did, okay.
He did the tournament.
Yeah.
And then he went back to Japan and he's wrestling.
Like, but there was something.
I'm out of here.
Did he get hurt or he just didn't want to sign?
I just think he did like a handshake deal for a couple of appearances.
Yeah, and then he's like, I don't feel like it.
I love Tajiri.
I do too. He's great. You know what I watch? Mm. His match from Barely Legal 99.
Okay.
Him and that was a card that got all screwed up.
Yeah.
Everything was all messed up from that card. Mm-hmm. And I think the main event was Taz, Shane Douglas, and Sabu.
Ooh.
And Sabu had a broken neck and he came out with pyro and his turban caught on fire.
Okay.
So it was like half on fire when he was running down the ring.
I don't remember that.
There was RVD versus Lance Storm that was awesome.
Uh-huh.
There was that main event that was nuts because they were killing each other. And it was Tajiri and Super Crazy.
Okay.
And that was an unbelievable match. And that was like when Tajiri was like really thin.
Okay.
He was a thin boy.
Carl says Jeff Jarrett. Jeff Jarrett's a good...
Oh, you know what? That's a great pick.
Jeff Jarrett's a great pick for it.
And a great...
But I think you're also going to get like...
Which theme does it come out to?
Oh, man.
Dun, 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 yeah. That one?
Yeah. But as far... I think you're going to get Road Dogg.
Okay.
Here's my extra prediction for the Rumble. I'm gonna give you two. You ready? Mm-hmm. One, Finn beats Brock.
Okay, you're gonna go with that,
right? Instead of Seth winning the Rumble, I'm gonna say this huge swerve, Undertaker.
Huge swerve, the Undertaker,
and then you get Undertaker versus Balor as the main event of Mania.
Okay,
and you set up a very spooky main event, right? Swerve number two, AJ Styles loses to Daniel Bryan. AJ Styles wins the Royal Rumble and challenges Finn Balor for the Universal title.
That'd be an amazing match.
Right?
You know what, though? Can he re-enter if he loses? There's no set rules that he can't.
No, there's no rules anywhere.
I mean, the reality is going to be it's going to be Brock, and then I'm predicting Seth.
Okay.
You're not coming, you said, right, to the party?
Yeah, no, I can't. It's my man. My man Tony's birthday.
Gotta get him by the way, I want to remind everybody, we have a Royal Rumble prediction game. Mm-hmm. The winner, it includes a Funko Pop prize.
Oh, yeah.
I believe I'm going to do a Vince McMahon Funko Pop as a prize in honor of the greatest man ever.
Mm-hmm.
the link is in our chat room. MG Geek is going to post the link in all our chats right now when we're doing live. It'll also be in our show notes and in our Discord and also on the Facebook group. You have till 5:30 p.m. on Sunday, or the first match, whatever comes first, to have your answer submitted. We're going to be using this to provide live stats during the show on Sunday and on various social media places like Discord, Facebook, Twitter. It's one entry per person. There's no money. You don't have to really sign up for anything. Just fill out the questionnaire. So the way that it works, it's traditional matches. It's 3 points for each correct match prediction. 0 points for the incorrect answer. Royal Rumble, you get 5 points if your first selection wins, 4 if you're second, 3 if you're third, and if all your guys place in the order, you get the points. Bonus questions are on point unless noted. So, are 1 point unless noted. So, this is actually fun. Mm-hmm. I'm going to see how many people do this. If you want, the link is in our chat rooms. Go and check it out. I think I got one here. I'm going to post it there, and the other ones all be in the show notes. So, I think it'll be a lot of fun to follow with that.
How much do you think Vince McMahon hates being on TV right now?
Oh, God, he has to be miserable.
He looks like it's like somebody took a dump in his cereal.
Hey, how great was he on SmackDown?
No, he's fantastic.
Get in here. Shut up. Enough already.
I like him getting involved more so with AJ and Daniel Bryan for some reason than with Brock and Braun and Finn, you know? I think the Finn thing is very, very interesting.
In what way? He's getting a push now, or
that he's getting a push, and it's like they're in that era of like not era, but like they're in that mindset that they're trying to tell us that they're gonna that everything's gonna change and we're doing changes and all that, right? The Finn stuff is cool because who better to be the face of the company? Right.
Than Finn Balor?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a handsome dude. He could do all the press stuff.
Yeah.
But it depends. Does Vince want to take the title off of Brock?
I think so.
Here's where it gets tricky, right? Because Brock is on like a show-to-show contract now. His is ending after Mania as well.
Right.
You can't lose Ronda Rousey and Brock Lesnar.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ronda, we'll talk about what the deal with this is. Mm-hmm. Her contract ends after Mania.
Okay.
Now, that doesn't mean that Mania is her last show, and I know a lot of the reports are saying that Ronda Rousey's leaving.
Could be Backlash.
It could be whatever. Is it Backlash? Whatever.
Yeah, I think so.
Whatever it is. But I don't see her leaving. I do see her being there in a less capacity.
Like Undertaker?
Maybe a little bit of a mass exodus in the next couple months.
Sure.
Why would you want to lose someone that has a lot of brand notoriety to her? But the other thing is she wants to start a family.
Right.
She's been very vocal about having kids. She wants to have kids. Mm-hmm. She wants to be a mom. And she wants to live on our farm.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Does she live on a farm?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know
Yeah,
that.
They own a farm. Her and her husband, Travis, whatever. I forgot his last name. MMA fighter also.
Yeah.
So they want to get their life started.
Uh-huh.
Wrestling is very difficult to do that. So this could have been her, like, one thing to do before she starts a family.
Okay.
Which I expect that to happen, you know, where she's going to leave. But I do see her coming back and, you know, being around for some things.
Yeah, like the sporadic appearance.
Sporadic appearances, maybe some matches here and there. But here's the deal. Here's the reality.
Yeah.
If she goes to have a kid, she's gone for a good, you know, 14 months, 18 months.
Sure.
So
2 years.
You know, maybe less than 2 years, but, you know,
they
need to fill that spot.
I heard she's planning a long pregnancy. That's why.
She's planning a very long pregnancy.
13-month
A 13-month pregnancy? Yeah. Is that what she's checked in for?
She wants the baby to come out real big.
Yeah. So that's the thing here, right? There's nothing you could do about that. She should start her family. She should go do her thing.
Yeah.
But Who do you place in it? I think WWE was very lucky with Becky Lynch.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there was, and this is how things kind of happen. This is luck. Steve Austin was luck for them. The Rock was luck for them. It was a natural charisma someone that caught on.
Yeah.
You know how many people have almost gotten to that point and can't?
Oh, yeah. A lot.
Like Sasha Banks, for example, right?
Uh-huh.
Sasha Banks is a great example of someone that was really hot in NXT. Uh-huh. Bayley was another one that was really hot in NXT. They came to the main roster, and not by their doing, it just fell apart.
Are you saying Sasha Banks is not charismatic?
I don't think Sasha Banks can get over like Becky Lynch, because Becky Lynch connected.
Okay.
On a real level, because it was a personal thing that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Sasha is a character.
Okay.
I think Becky became her character in front of you.
Okay.
Manifest, and you kind of felt that you were on that side.
Okay.
Bailey was another one. She was a natural character. I think Bailey needs to go Hollywood Bailey.
And just be like a really pitiful.
Remember when I told you I never want to see her in a mini skirt? I don't want this.
Now you want the mini skirt.
Now I want her to just be a vile human being.
Like mini skirt, low cut top.
Like really dark club makeup.
Like she's like an awful goth girl.
I want her to lose control of her life for a little bit.
Like talking about pills and alcohol.
Yeah, constantly.
Drugs.
That's the only way to get her over now.
Yeah, drugs, not hugs. That would be great.
Drugs, not hugs.
Oh, my God.
They'll never do it.
If they went that direction with just like a really, like a Ho Bailey.
Yeah.
That would be hysterical.
So, I don't know. You know, the women's division needs, you know, something mm-hmm. if Ronda's gone on the Raw side.
I do think, I personally feel like, all right. You know, like, who cares almost? And I'm like, all right, if we lose Ronda Rousey, it's not a big deal. It's not, like, for me, I'm like, she's great and everything. She picked it up super good. She looks awesome. She works awesome. I can't get past her non-personality.
That's her real personality, by the way.
Like, yeah. Like, and they did the big Mortal Kombat 11 announcement last week where, you know, they had
Sonya.
Yeah, where, like, she's voicing Sonya Blade, and then they showed gameplay of it, and she's like, hey, stop doing that thing over there that you're doing, because I'm here to stop you. And I'm like, oh, this is terrible. Oh. You know? And like, that's how she talks. That just bothers me. You know, like, that's my nitpick as a fan, where I find her uncharismatic.
You're not crazy about
I'm
her.
As a
fan.
As a promo, I am not crazy about Ron. I love a good promo.
Dude, you know how hard it is to do a good promo, though? You got to be so good to do a good promo.
Well, if you're on TV, I think you should be able to, you get the chance to cut a good promo, right? And then when the people backstage realize that you suck at it, they take your microphone away, right?
Yeah.
How many times has that happened to Cesaro? I love Cesaro, but that dude, not a good promo.
Dude, he's the best. He one time he went in and he was talking about like beating you from corner to corner of the ring.
Yeah.
Like the four pillars of the ring. He goes, when I step in, ring four side. Matt.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, what?
What happened?
He goes, not like, Matt. He goes, not Matt, rope. I mean, post.
People people step over their words a lot, and then they're like, no more microphone for you. You know? And then other guys do extremely well. How is that? How'd you like that Mustafa Ali promo?
Dude, awesome. He's blowing up, huh?
Future world champ.
You think so?
I think so.
I think, you know what I want him to do? Mm. Get really beefy.
Yeah.
That's my first thing. You want to get over, kid? Mm. Get really beefy.
I think they're going to do a Jericho with him where he beats Daniel Bryan.
Oh, wow.
And then it gets eliminated from the record.
Dude, they haven't done that kind of spot in a long time.
Like, he holds the belt for like an hour on the show and then they strip him of the title somehow, you know? I feel like he's the guy that they can do a lot of cool stuff with. And plus, I'm loving the beef between him and Samoa Joe.
So where do you think that's going to go? Samoa Joe stuff.
I think Joe is gonna be the one to eliminate. He's gonna be the house cleaner.
Okay.
On Sunday.
Okay.
I think he's gonna do the surprising eliminations. Like, he's gonna eliminate Kane. He's gonna eliminate Braun Strowman if Braun Strowman's in the thing.
Okay.
And I think he's gonna get eliminated by Mustafa Ali.
What's your final four?
Seth Rollins.
We played this last year.
Yeah.
And we were very close. I think we hit. Yeah. We were like on point with the final four.
Yes.
Who won last year?
Randy Orton. Shinsuke.
No, Shinsuke Nakamura. So it was Randy, Shinsuke, John, and Rey Mysterio, right?
I think so.
It was like new school and old school to side. That was a great spot they did last year.
I think this year you're going to get Seth, Dean, Drew, and...
Seth, Dean, Drew...
And then the wild fourth card... of Mustafa Ali or
Samoa Joe
or Velveteen.
Oh man, that'd be awesome,
right?
You know what though? If Velveteen's in
AJ
there,
Styles in there too.
Okay, I'm gonna say no to Velveteen. You know why?
Right.
The crowd will turn, and when he gets eliminated, you just diffused the whole thing.
You think so?
Remember the whole Rusev thing that happened?
Yeah.
So for people who don't remember, so 2 years prior, actually 2 years prior to Roman winning, I believe he was, there was still a heel. The Shield was a heel.
Yes.
But Roman got over like instantly.
He was getting cool guy pops.
He was getting really big cool guy pops.
Yeah.
And he got eliminated. And people lost their I forgot which year this was. It was a couple years ago. So I
did the face off with Rusev, and people were cheering.
By the way, Final Four: Finn, Cena, Shinsuke, and Roman. That was the Final Four.
Okay,
but they did do that old school, new school spot also.
Yeah.
So Roman got eliminated, and people lost it.
Mm-hmm.
Like they got really pissed off at that. And then the same thing happened with Rusev.
Right.
Rusev, like, and he was a heel. Like he was, and he got a cool guy pop. It's so hard to when you get that cool guy pop.
Yeah,
I don't think WWE knows what to do with you. Like they freak out in a little way. They're like, "Oh crap!" They're cheering for him. You got to turn him babyface now, and he has to be the worst.
They start thinking about Scott Hall and Kevin Nash.
They start thinking about
immediately,
and they freak out because they really, you can't do. They're very much against the cool guy pop,
the cool guy heel,
the cool guy heel. Yeah, the cool guy heel. Because what happens it. You can't match him with a baby face.
Right.
Right? Because it sucks all the energy out. And it's like a vacuum. You just, you absorb everything a baby face is doing.
Exactly.
So their automatic reaction is to turn him face.
Right.
And when they turn him face, they start pandering. I mean, they do that with Becky now, too. Becky panders.
Just a little bit, yeah.
And I don't think she should be pandering. I think she should be talking less.
Mm-hmm.
I think she should be pandering less.
Brawling more.
And brawling more. That pull apart was great on SmackDown.
Yeah. Really awesome.
You think she's winning the title back?
I don't know. You know, I definitely think Charlotte
wins.
And I
challenges
think
both.
She challenges. You think there's going to be a three-way?
I think it'll be a three-way. She'll challenge both.
That would be awesome.
Whoever gets pinned loses the title.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah.
I would love that. Imagine if Charlotte pins both of them at the same time.
I think that's going to be a wonky
double belt
with Ronda possibly leaving.
Uh-huh.
This is what I see happening. Okay? Here's an idea.
Yeah.
You got one women's tag title,
mm-hmm.
right? You got one women's world title.
Yeah.
They get Ronda out of the match immediately.
Okay.
It'll be an elimination match and they do like a double pin, they team up, they beat the crap out of Ronda, Ronda's gone.
Yeah.
And you have Becky and Charlotte in that main event.
Awesome.
I would like that. I don't think they'll go that direction.
Right.
But that's a good way to kind of, you know, put the focus in that match has to be Becky.
Absolutely.
It has to. Because you're in New York. You got 80,000 people there.
Mm-hmm.
These are fanatical fans. People have traveled. They're going to be very vocal. They're going to want to react.
Mm-hmm.
They love Becky Lynch, especially with this crowd. They're going to respond tremendously.
Yeah.
Charlotte is getting booed.
Mm-hmm.
And Ronda will be somewhere in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
But depending on how that match goes, if you have Ronda beat Becky Lynch, it's over. You killed everything.
Absolutely.
You killed both.
Especially if she's on the way out.
Especially if she's on the way out. So I would predict that they're going to have to do some sort of smoke and mirrors there.
What if, let's say, Becky loses to Asuka, enters the Rumble, wins the Rumble, final two, her and Charlotte, and that's how you get Becky challenging Ronda?
Okay. They're going to do something. I'm not worried with that match, because there's so many different directions they could go where it'll be okay.
Yeah.
So
it's gonna be fun, man. The Rumble, it's a good card too. You wanna run through it real quick?
Yeah. For what?
For the Rumble, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Let's go in it.
Rusev and Nakamura, which is almost it's on the pre-show. It's very strange.
Amazing, huh? That Nakamura went from winning the Royal Rumble to being on the pre-show. I anticipate he'll be in the actual match also.
Do you think he's taking that US title back or no?
I don't know, but it says a lot, huh?
It does.
What does that say?
For both of them. Which is unfortunate. It's just like unfortunate placement for these guys. The Bar versus the Miz and Shane. Yeah, I'm so looking forward to that.
Miz and Shane are winning.
Absolutely. Okay. I am so looking forward to that match. Ronda versus Sasha. I think Ronda retains, and it's going to be a valiant effort from Sasha Banks. I think Bayley tries to come out and help her. And I do think at some point Sasha and Bayley will be the inaugural ladies tag champs.
Well, that was the plan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they stopped the turn.
Okay.
Remember, they were feuding. They went to therapy together, which was useless. I don't know. I don't know how they're going to do that. I'm curious to see how they do that.
Asuka versus Becky? Who you taking on that?
I don't know. I think Ronda should win.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have... Okay, here's a question.
Please,
if you have Ronda,
uh-huh,
Charlotte, and Becky tied, married,
okay,
for that main event, right? Mm-hmm. For the women's match.
Okay.
Do you need them to have the titles? I think you do.
Okay.
Right? Do they need it? Do they not? So if I feel like if Becky drops the belt,
mm-hmm,
someone has to have the title in that match, because it makes no sense that Charlotte would win it,
uh-huh,
and then go on. But or you're not even doing it. You just have somebody else win. Okay. You have Asuka win the match due to some funky finish.
Yeah.
And then you have the winner of the Rumble Challenge, and it's not going to be Charlotte. I don't see that happening. I think it's going to be Becky wins, Ronda wins, Charlotte wins, and challenges both.
Well,
she wants to show that she's better than both of them, and she's going to unify the title.
Well, here's the other thing, too. Didn't Asuka get on the phone after her match?
On the phone?
Yeah.
Who'd she call?
Asuka. Exactly. I think she called, she's probably calling, like, Io Shirai.
Calling a friend.
Right. You know, they'll do the same thing that they did with Hideo Itami, where, remember when the Ascension was beating him up on NXT, and he was like, I called my friend in Japan to come and help me, and it was Finn Balor.
Yeah.
Right? I think they're going to do that with Asuka, where she's going to have her, Io Shirai is going to be like her tag team partner.
Okay.
You know? And I think it's just going to go from there. It's very interesting how this placement is going to happen.
I don't know. Listen, there's a lot going on. I'm going to say Becky wins.
The Rumble.
I predict, no, Becky wins the match, the tag match, and I think Charlotte wins the Women's Rumble.
Okay. Very solid bets.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan versus AJ Styles.
So that's interesting.
I think Daniel Bryan retains.
Okay.
And like I said, I'm going with my prediction of possibly AJ entering the Rumble, winning it, and challenging for the Universal title.
Well, the rumor is that Randy Orton, it's Randy Orton, AJ Styles at Mania for the title, and Randy Orton wins at Mania.
No.
I know.
if you want an adult man to groan at fake fighting, put a graphic of Randy Orton at me. I love Randy Orton.
Yeah.
Do I want to see this guy win the fourth Royal Rumble? And here's the other thing too, which I think you might be onto something with the Randy Orton thing.
Yeah.
WWE released a social media post asking who should be called Mr. Royal Rumble.
And who's on it?
Randy.
Uh-huh.
Stone Cold, Shawn, I think Batista. And Randy has won three, right?
Has it been three? He won that one that nobody wanted to see, that Bray match. That was, I mean, that was death.
Uh-huh. MG Geek, you know this.
He does know this. I think he may be three. Yeah, he might be at three.
I think Orton winning the Rumble, they'll be like, ah, we can call him Mr. Royal Rumble. Ha 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 ha. I think you're going to get that.
Is that how it is?
Yeah, you're going to get that kind of like weird Mr. Burns finish of Mr. Royal Rumble. Ha ha ha. We'll put that on a t-shirt. Great.
Let's see. I'll tell you right now. The greatest Royal Rumble, Braun Strowman won.
Do you count that as a Royal Rumble?
I do not.
Okay.
Shinsuke Nakamura, Randy Orton won.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Randy Orton, Triple H, Roman Reigns, Batista, John Cena, Sheamus, Alberto Del Rio, Edge. I'm at 2010 now.
Okay.
Maybe you were wrong with this. Let's see.
Yeah. He's just won once.
Randy Orton, 2009, John Cena, Undertaker, Rey Mysterio, Batista. So if he wins this, it'll be three.
Okay. Okay.
Triple H has won two.
Uh-huh.
Steve Austin has won 2001. 98 and 97. So Steve Austin is three.
Three.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Nobody's taking my record.
I don't want to see Randy Orton win this.
Uh-huh.
I think it's going to be Seth Rollins.
But would you like to see Steve Austin versus Randy Orton at WrestleMania? That I perk up for that.
I would not. I don't want to see it. No, I don't want to see it.
I'm the rattlesnake. You're the viper.
I think that's built in right there.
Snake versus snake.
Snake versus
the battle of the snakes.
So you're saying Seth.
I'm saying Seth. Okay. Yeah.
I feel like Seth is a strong favorite. My two.
But remember, we have another pay per view in between this.
Right.
So
it's Roadblock, right?
No, Elimination Chamber. No.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. All right, yeah. Well, they did that finish a couple years ago, Bray Wyatt, and how he won. Fascinating, man.
Yeah, we're going to determine who the women's tag champions are going to be at Elimination Chamber.
Super interesting. Seth is my favorite, right?
Seth is your pick.
My two picks for surprise favorites, AJ, Undertaker.
Excuse me while I eat.
Yeah, this is making great audio right now.
Yeah,
you have to do it like Tony Soprano though.
Does Undertaker show up? That's your surprise pick?
I think, like, again, surprise. My two surprise picks for the winning men: AJ Styles and Undertaker.
Have we reached a point that it is no longer there's nobody left for the Undertaker to face?
Finn Balor. Yeah, I think we're very close.
You know what I mean?
Very
I think
close,
we've hit,
yeah.
I think we've hit
very
that close. Point that there's like no...
Two guys, maybe.
I mean, Sting was the one that they didn't do it, which baffles me that that was the mania that it was Sting. It wasn't Sting and Taker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It baffles me.
Demon Finn Balor.
Okay, Demon Finn Balor, fine.
And Seth.
And okay, fine. I would see it. Yeah. But I'm saying like from the making... Organically making sense,
Finn.
It would have to be Finn. They've gone through everybody, every spooky guy, everybody they've gone through.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see him and Randy Orton. I don't want to see him and John Cena.
Oh, yeah,
I don't want to see him and John. I'm going to repeat that again. I don't want to see him and John Cena.
Was that one of the most throwaway Mania matches ever?
It was so weird. And John's like, I guess I got no one to wrestle. I guess he's not showing up. And then he runs.
Uh huh.
And then he got gassed out, and Undertaker beat him in like 2 minutes.
Well, the plan this year is John Cena versus Lars, right?
And according to Triple H, it's they still have their plan for Lars.
Great, that's cool.
I don't know what, and you know that's Hunter's guy, that's Hunter's pick.
You Lars. Think so?
Yeah,
I feel like he'd be like Vince all the way.
Oh, that's his dude.
I don't know, man. It's gonna be fun. I think...
Oh, by the way, two more pay-per-views. Elimination Chamber and Fastlane.
What?
That's disgusting. That's too many pay-per-views, guys.
Isn't it... It's not Roadblock?
No, Fastlane.
Okay. Anyway.
Why would they need two more shows? January. wait 6 weeks and then wait to go into the other one. We don't need two pay-per-views.
Okay.
We don't need Elimination Chamber and Fastlane to get to Mania.
No, we don't.
How are you going to build a story? The story's already done.
Yeah. I don't think there should be any pay-per-views between Rumble and Mania. As a fan,
I agree with that. Actually,
I don't want to say I liked when they did. I like when they did Roadblock and they did like an awesome house show.
Listen, they don't. I understand why they do it, but just do one. How about I'll settle for one, Rich?
Yeah, yeah.
You want none? I'll settle for one.
But would it be Elimination Chamber?
I would do Elimination Chamber.
Where the stakes are very high.
Well, because it makes sense, right? Because you determine who the champion would be for the other belt.
Okay.
So that makes a lot of sense on the women's side and on the men's side.
Okay. Okay. All right. Makes sense. We got one more match, too.
Oh, God. What is it?
It's Buddy Murphy versus Akira Tozawa versus Hideo Itami versus Kalisto. I think Hideo Itami's going to win.
I'm going to tell you, I really don't care about that anymore.
Really? You don't care about the cruises?
No. I've lost all interest.
Why?
I don't know. It just went away.
Okay.
I feel like the only reason why those guys are there is so they don't go anywhere else.
Okay. Is it because your upper card guys do all the cruiserweight moves anyway?
Yeah.
These guys don't really...
Listen, you got guys like Kevin Owens.
Doing moonsaults. Yeah. There's a guy too, Kevin Owens.
He is not coming back till after Mania.
Okay. He's going to be the surprise?
Maybe. He could be the guy. Yeah.
Okay.
But you got to look at this. Every guy does a flip. Mm-hmm. Every guy's a cruiserweight. Yeah. Finn Balor's a cruiserweight. Yeah. Seth Rollins is a cruiserweight.
Seth is very heavy.
Well, 220. Yeah. I'm just going back with the old, 225. Yeah, yeah. Every guy is doing flips
yep.
and dives.
Moonsaults.
Moonsaults.
Shane McMahon's doing...
Shane McMahon is a cruiserweight.
Yeah.
He's like a rock.
I would love it if Shane was the cruiserweight champion.
Oh, my God. And he just lies about his weight.
Yeah, exactly. He doesn't drop any weight.
He just stands on it with one leg. Mm-hmm. So when everybody's doing it, there's nothing really special about what the cruisers are doing.
Yeah.
Except they're smaller and they're faster, maybe.
Right. But I do think this was a good help for Buddy Murphy.
Oh, and I think so. Definitely for Buddy Murphy.
And I feel like, I do personally feel like they're going more New Japan style with the cruisers, where, you know, New Japan is always like, well, if you want to be a heavyweight, you're going to have to bulk. Like, storyline wise, you got to bulk up. Right?
Yeah.
So I do think that this is their test.
This is
like,
their way to do it. I get it. You know? And then, you wait out of the division.
Right. And then Buddy Murphy gets like real big at some point.
But I'm against, I don't think the cruiserweights should be on their own show. I think what we really need to do is take them and put them on SmackDown.
Yeah.
Right? That's the division. Cruiserweights are on SmackDown. You get an opener, high-flying match, or Raw. I mean, Raw actually could do it because they're 3 hours. They have the time. Do a crazy off-the-wall high-flying match. Talk about how Raw's the exclusive brand for you to watch these kind of guys.
Yeah.
And you go from there, and then you have them build up, so you're getting exposure. You do that sometimes with them now, but you really... 205 Live does... I mean, it's doing better on Wednesdays, to be honest, with their numbers.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find something interesting out, and I'm having a hard time, and that generally means that nobody knows, or it's bad numbers. Do you know what the weekly NXT numbers are?
I do not.
You do not.
I don't. I think NXT has always done decent, not mind blowing.
So when they did their USA show last in 2000, at December 2017, they did a show on USA as a test. Mm-hmm. The test was to see if they could draw a million. They did 890, which I'm actually very surprised by. I think that's a good number for them. I thought they would do less.
Okay.
But they're doing around, they did about $890,000 on a very, $890,000 viewers on a very short promotion span.
Yeah.
Right? With no marketing. I would guess it's anywhere from 400,000 to 500,000 people.
Okay.
Or 350 to 500, like I talk about, you know, P1s.
Okay.
I'm curious, and I've asked a bunch of people about the number, and they don't know what that number is. Mm-hmm. So 205 Live has to be well below that.
Okay.
It has to be Mixed Match Challenge doing 30,000 views.
Mm-hmm. And that's Facebook only.
So I would say it's probably maybe like 100,000 people watch 205 Live.
Okay. Quick little thing.
Yeah.
We're discounting Alexa Bliss's showing in the Rumble.
Oh, she's in it, right?
Yeah, because she announced her participation the other day. I think you're going to get like a swerve with that, too. And you got Lacey Evans also in her debut on Monday.
Yeah. Well, what do you think of her?
I like her. I like her a lot. I think it's a great character. I think she needs a little more mic time, but I do like... You could see Vince falling in love with that character. She's a classy lady.
So,
and then you add in drug-addled Bailey, and it's
I love cool. drug. Yeah, that's a great angle. Mm-hmm. What do you think of EC3?
I think it's really bizarre that they're not letting him talk.
He's not talking.
Great on the microphone.
I know. Yeah. Well, yeah. Of course.
And like, what was it like? Dana Brooke was like, oh, "What are your macros?" And he was like, "They're not letting me talk." You know, it's so weird. I think he's
going to Raw.
Yeah.
And it's going to be Lashley.
You think so?
They're going to do pose-offs. They're going to do all of that.
I did like that segment on...
with him and Lashley?
For some reason, I love Bobby Lashley. And I think this is the perfect role for him.
That's like a big monster bodybuilder?
Yeah, just being like a monster with Lio Rush, you know? And who would have thought that out of the call-ups, your highlight are Heavy Machinery?
Dude, I love them.
Yeah, I did not like them on NXT, to be honest.
I didn't care for them.
All right,
NXT.
Whatever. Now on the main roster, I'm like, these guys fit in so well.
Well, they were their version of the War Raiders, right?
Yeah, only in the respect that they were big dudes.
Big monster dudes.
Yeah, and they're homegrown for the most part,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they are.
I think Dozovic is a great addition, like, as a comedy character, and he's like a big, thick dude. Tucker Knight, I'm telling you, Tucker Knight, within the next 4 years, he gets the big belt.
You think so?
I think so.
Why do you love him so much?
I think he has that like that champion it factor.
I
big boy. He can wrestle. Handsome. You know?
I don't see that at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Within 5 years,
no,
you don't
offense
see
to him, no.
Tucker Knight being
Listen,
some
I,
kind
I
of
I would
champion.
Like to eat my words. I like to eat my. Yeah. I will eat my shoe.
Eat your words along with that gabagool.
And with my gabagool, if he's the world champion. I like Otis. They have something with him. I don't know. Going forward, you know, what's going on? It's really interesting. We also have NXT on Saturday, which it could potentially be their best NXT takeover. We say this a lot.
Do you think so?
Yeah, that card is great.
You got Matt Riddle versus Cassius Ohno.
Okay. What opens up? Cassio?
Cassius.
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 I wish he adopted that. That cadence.
Claudius Ohno.
Claudius Ohno.
Claudius Ohno.
That's what
that's
what they rename Cesaro when they put him in NXT. you get to return the Kings of Wrestling. I'm okay with that.
So what opens this up? Do we get Johnny Gargano Ricochet or we get Matt Riddle and Cassius?
Cassius.
Cassio.
I think you're getting Matt Riddle versus Cassius Ohno.
Okay. That could be a great match.
I think so too. It's going to be a hard-hitting match.
Yeah, and I think those guys know how to work with each other. I've seen them work with each other, and they're very good. And they've taken their time with this.
Very tight.
They told a very good story.
Yes.
Just please, guys, put Matt Riddle in shoes.
That makes you nervous.
It does. It makes me very nervous.
Let's see. Where is the rest of the card?
Ricochet, Johnny Gargano.
That's going to be awesome. I think you're going to see way too many flips.
North American Championship.
I think Gargano takes it.
Gargano beats Ricochet.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You know what? I like that pick. You know what? Either win, I love.
Undisputed Era, Kyle O'Reilly and Roderick Strong versus the War Raiders, Hanson and Rowe.
I'm going to bet that... So, the Undisputed Era, in this match, it's Kyle O'Reilly and Roderick Strong, not
Bobby Fish.
Not Bobby Fish.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I think they did something like 2 weeks ago on NXT with regard to that.
Do they do Freebird rules with that title? I can't remember for some reason.
I don't think so.
MG Geek, you might want to tell me.
I don't think they
because Roddy was never supposed to be part of that group. He was supposed to feud with them, but when
Bobby Fish got hurt,
they needed a replacement. They needed somebody in that trio.
I love that faction so much.
I do too. I do too. I really like it.
Shayna Baszler versus Bianca Belair. I think Baszler squashes the shit out of her.
You know what's funny? I feel like they made a mistake by putting that match on the card.
Why?
They put it on because they always need a women's match. But there are a lot of people that are not on this card that should be on this card that are in a more deserving position.
Okay.
Like Adam Cole.
Okay.
Like Patrick Clark.
Okay.
You mean
Velveteen Dream?
Sorry,
because Velveteen does not remember that.
No. But Velveteen is not. No, he said he's the what he did a whole weird thing online about this. I think you could have done something else with this. They put it on because I know that they want it's every title's always defended. That makes sense.
Yeah,
but they always stick to a very tight format, and now because it's getting a little bit bigger, this is where you start struggling by not having key people.
Okay,
that. Regular NXT TV, like, I don't watch NXT TV every week. What I do, I'll watch the big ones, and then I'll binge on it.
Right. I do the same thing.
But there's a lot of people that just watch, you know, sporadically. And if you're doing a takeover, you don't think the names that people recognize should be on it? You know, I feel like this is where their formula kind of doesn't work. Now, I know for a fact, I think there are big plans for Velveteen.
Mm-hmm.
And if he shows up in the Rumble... That makes a lot of sense, and same with Adam Cole.
Yeah.
But you have two guys that are very much over.
Yes.
Very, very much over that do not have a match.
And you think that's a problem?
I don't know. I think traditionally that is a problem.
Okay.
Right? Traditionally it's a problem. But because it's kind of packed in with the Royal Rumble, they could be using them for something else.
Right. Okay. I'll agree with that. I'd pop if the full Undisputed Era showed up at the Rumble.
I think if Kyle, I think they'll all show up for this. Yeah. They'll all be there.
I also think this year would have been the perfect year to do the 40-man Rumble again.
I agree with you. I think they should do a 40-man Rumble again.
This roster is huge, man.
But they did it with the greatest Rumble. They already did it.
Okay.
You know, they already did it. Yeah, well, they can't. I'm going to tell you that that's how they think.
Well, we can't put 40. We put already the 100 people in
it. We did the greatest. Everybody came out. There was 80 people. Cassios. Oh, no.
Tommaso Ciampa versus Aleister Black.
Yeah, I think... Who do you... Ciampa should win this, right?
I think Ciampa should win this, and I think you get...
And Aleister gets called up.
And Aleister gets called up, and then Gargano has the North American title, and you have, like, a weird DIY reunion.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And then they take the tag titles.
Yeah.
Put all the belts on these dudes.
Is there one match that you look at this and you say, wow, this is going to be complete garbage? No. Yeah. Except, I mean, maybe the women's match, because I'm not crazy about the placement of this, and Bianca Belair is not, I don't think she's at the level to be on this.
Like a weird pick, right?
It is a weird pick. I know that they're trying to push her.
Yeah.
But she's good. She's not great. And Baszler is good, and she's not great.
But she's more good than not great.
I think she's more good than great.
Okay. You know what matchup I'd like to see?
Hmm.
Rhea Ripley versus Shayna Baszler.
Yeah, they're going to have to decide something with that because this is the thing that we were talking about last week, that you have Rhea Ripley, you have Toni Storm.
Okay.
And they're sitting in a bubble right now.
Okay.
And you got to decide when you're going to pull the trigger on this because Toni Storm's gimmick it doesn't have a lot of longevity.
Okay.
It's time sensitive.
Okay.
To get over as a cute tomboy.
Yeah, yeah.
And you got to execute.
Okay.
I do think she's really good in the ring. I like Rhea Ripley better in the ring because she understands her character.
Okay.
Because she's a mean heel.
Right.
And it's great.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see one of them at least come over.
Yeah. My money would be on Rhea Ripley. I think she belongs.
On
NXT.
Yeah.
Bring her over from the UK. And she's young too.
Also, you don't have Keith Lee on this.
This is also like to that point. I think this is the moment where people are starting to realize like a lot of these guys don't need to come up too fast.
Yeah,
and it's their own brand, you know. And now like Triple H had a conference call the other day where he was like, "We might be sending guys to NXT."
Yeah, they're already saturated though.
It's very interesting. Like, who would you sent to NXT from the main roster?
To be in a main event position or to just fill a spot?
Both. Give me your picks.
Prince Pretty. I would put him down just for like a entertainment spot.
Okay.
Because he could work and, you know, he would get over there.
Uh-huh.
I would have Cesaro show up to challenge Ohno.
Really?
Cesaro, Matt Riddle. I would do like a little program in that with him.
Okay.
There's really not much. I wouldn't bring the main roster doesn't have to send anybody.
Sammy, but
you know, here's the thing.
Yeah.
They're so saturated with good talent over there.
Yes.
By the way, Keith Lee is getting a little exposed.
You think so?
I think so.
Why is that?
I think now that because I've been watching a lot of his stuff, I kind of understand where he's being placed right now.
Okay.
I think his hype on the indies was really, really big and really, really good, but I don't think he's adapted as quickly.
Okay.
From watching.
Do you think Ricochet is adapted?
You know, I'm going to tell you something. I think he's doing less.
Mm-hmm. Which is great.
But he's still doing a lot.
Okay.
And I don't think that style is going to get on the main roster. I don't think that's going to work.
Who would you rather take a frog splash from? Ricochet or Kevin Owens?
I think Kevin Owens because he's like light like a pillow.
I agree.
I think it's like a giant pillow falling on you, like those body pillows that pregnant women hold.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's gonna be one of those. I think Ricochet just lands on you with his bones.
Abyss debuts in NXT.
Abyss debuts in. No, God, I don't want to see that.
Mm-hmm. I do think there's going to be something major happening with NXT over the next year or so, you know, because like, you know, it's a legitimate third brand. It's very simple. I do feel like NXT, because of like the performance center and the athletes, I feel like NXT is what Ring of Honor has always wanted to be.
Yeah. I mean, that's a really good assessment.
Very simple production,
yeah.
You know, because remember like Ring of Honor was just black curtains
For a long time.
For a very, very long time.
Yeah, and no lights.
Yeah. And with NXT, you're not getting, like, a full-blown LED extravaganza, like, every single... When I was watching on Monday, I was like, there are too many lights on right now.
On what, NXT?
On Raw.
On Raw.
You know, where it's just, like, everything is, like, super lit. And we watched that Rumble last week, and the crowd wasn't lit. Very bare bones. You know, the guys just came out.
Yeah.
There wasn't, like, mega entrances, you know?
Yeah.
Guys came out of a little black curtain.
Kevin Owens is losing weight, by the way.
Yeah.
He looks much thinner. I don't know. You know, this looks like it's going to be a great show. I'm very excited for it. I'm very hopeful. We'll see where it goes. We're going to do your questions, by the way. Guys, if you have any questions, submit them in the chat room that you're in. And Rich and I are going to start fighting. Rich will read them, and I'll fire off.
Oh, yeah.
To, you know, just to wrap up the show. Tomorrow, we're going to be doing a lot of content. So, are we doing Saturday?
Do you want to do, since it's 11:30 and you got to be done by 12:30, do you want to do the 2001 Rumble on Saturday?
Yeah, that'd be great.
And then do...
That'd be great.
Like a pre-NXT deal?
Yeah.
Cool.
And then I'll get on after and I'll do like an NXT, maybe I'll do something with the chat for that afterwards.
Awesome.
And then Rumble, maybe, I don't know what we'll do for Rumble. If there's anything... was I couldn't get it to work with the computer because the computer was down.
That sucks.
Yeah.
How many run-ins for Hogan at the Royal Rumble pay-per-view? 16.
Oh, yeah, Hogan.
Yeah.
What's going on with that?
I don't think he's going to be at the Rumble.
How about Mania?
I think he's definitely going to be at Mania. I think, like, doing the Mean Gene thing was their litmus test for, like, the acceptance of him coming back. You know?
Yeah.
Almost as if to say, hey, maybe he didn't say something racist. You know? I think, like, they're trying to, like, keep that, like, very compartmentalized.
Got it.
And the Mean Gene thing was like, maybe this will make you forget about that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think that's what I think Hogan will be using that capacity.
Okay.
Where the super nostalgic capacity that they're like, all right, people will forget about what he said if we bring him out here. You know?
All right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and if they do like if they do another Saudi show and he beats up like Daivari or something, you know, that's like something easy. I could say that, but I don't think it'll be at Rumble. Definitely Mania. What about you?
I think he'll show up at Mania for sure.
Okay.
What will Kofi Titus spot be? I don't think Titus is doing anything. I think he's just gonna get in there. Kofi, I don't know what kind of spot Kofi's gonna do. It would be funny if he screwed up this year and Kofi couldn't do the spot.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's done it every year. Like, what if this is the year that he like gets out of his luck? You know, his luck runs out with that spot.
I think he's gonna do the spot with
he did the shoulders, he did the chair, he's done a whole bunch. He did the hand walking.
I think he's gonna do a spot with Mustafa Ali.
Him and Mustafa Ali are going to do a spot.
I think so.
Do they just flap their wings and fly away together?
I think so.
They just spin off?
It's going to be, I think it's going to be a two-man spot this year. Titus, it would be great if he just like put himself through a table.
If Titus put himself through a table, I would like that too.
That would be a funny spot. Charlotte wins Women's Rumble. Becky loses title match, then jumps in Men's Royal Rumble for the win.
Because she's the man.
Mm-hmm. That was a question.
No.
Do you think R-Truth will screw up and enter the Women's Royal Rumble?
Yes, I want to see that so bad.
Because they have made him the dumbest person on television.
Yeah, he's really dumb, huh? Mm-hmm.
But it's
he's like a 50-year-old dumb guy.
Yeah.
There was a didn't they do the pancake spot last year?
Yes.
So what was it? They put pancakes on the floor.
So he wasn't touching it. Yeah.
But you're not touching the floor because you're touching the mat. So where's? Yeah. That was like them running out of ideas at that point. Yeah.
We need more. Give us more questions.
Yeah.
We're getting a lot of Hogan fanfic.
Hogan runs out. Kofi's thrown over the top rope, bounces off of Hogan's mustache, and launches himself back into the ring.
I wouldn't mind seeing
I got
that.
You, brother.
Oh.
Am I cool now? Am I in? Am I in now, guys?
Sucks.
Stop asking us if you're in.
Am I in?
Great.
I don't know where Hogan. Why Hogan has that voice. He'll be the surprise entrant, not Enzo.
Enzo would be hysterical.
Well, we went over that earlier. I think a surprise, a great surprise right now would be Abyss, because this is the only moment that you could ever do it.
Yeah.
And when, unfortunately, when this is the only moment that you could do something, they don't do it.
Right.
Do I have to talk about the invasion again?
No, please don't.
Can we please talk about the invasion again?
Abyss, Kane, God,
I'm sorry, hold on. My life just flashed before my eyes. I saw Rage. I saw World War II. There was a Hitler speech happening. I saw bombs dropping. I saw the bombing of Japan. Everything. All horribleness.
Whoa.
It's like when Frank looks at that picture in Always Sunny.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what I just saw. I saw doom and gloom. when I hear about the invasion. You know, by the way, there's a huge portion of our audience, because we had a big boom the last couple months, that have no idea about this invasion stuff.
No, I don't think we should rehash it.
I think we should.
I think
we're going into it. I think it's going to happen again.
I don't think we should.
I lost my mind on the air over the invasion.
No.
About 2 years ago.
No. Gambit Rocks, don't encourage him. Don't encourage this behavior about the invasion angle. Let's get back to the question.
How's Treehouse Vince? Treehouse Vince is doing wonderfully.
Who would you two like to see a surprise women's entrance? That's a good question. Shayna Baszler.
Okay, Shayna Baszler, good one.
Mia Yim.
Okay.
Io Shirai.
Okay.
And Kairi Sane.
I was going to go with Lita, Trish, Victoria.
You're going old school.
I'm going old school. We're going to get somebody old school.
Ivory.
Unfortunately, I think it's going to be Tori or Kelly Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. They did do a weird rumble, didn't they?
Yes,
for the women's pay-per-view. They were all there.
Yeah. They did a battle royal. And they were
and
all there.
And Ivory was great.
Yeah.
You know what? I want to see Ivory back.
Just cleaning house.
I'm surprised, by the way, that, you know, there were plans to do more with Trish and Lita.
Yeah.
A lot of, and something happened there. Like, something really weird happened, because the plan was that they were not going to go away,
mm-hmm.
and they were going to be around.
Right.
And they were going to be around for the tag thing. And when they didn't go with the tag thing, they kind of fell apart. I think what happened was they realized, you know, this is not, it's fun when you think about, like, I want to do this again.
Yeah.
I want to do this again. You know what? I got this. I looked great.
Yeah.
I got over. I felt good. And this goes for the men and the women.
Then
you go and you do it. And then you're like, ooh, you know, this is enough.
I think Goldberg was the only one that was honest about that.
Goldberg was like, ah, this was the worst.
This sucks. I hate myself.
I almost died.
My life. Yeah.
Well, Sean said he doesn't want to come back after that match.
And
I can't believe that's the sad. It's the saddest thing is that that's the last match.
Ooh, X-Pac, good surprise. Shawn Michaels, X-Pac, Road Dogg.
Billy Gunn, LOL.
Who do you think will be the first two entrants?
It'll be Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins and
Dean
Drew.
Oh, okay. I think it's gonna be a surprising one. I think number two is gonna be Mustafa.
Number two is gonna be okay. That's actually a cool one.
Yeah.
And then he stays till the end. That's
yes.
a nice one. Because whoever I don't see like a number 15 winning the Rumble. I think they're going to try to tell the story that, like, this guy, you know.
Here's a good one. Will EC3 come out at 3 and then Dillinger comes back out at 10 again?
Oh, that's like a nice, that's a fun spot, actually, Carl.
I'd be cool like with that. I'd be cool with that. Will Ahmed Johnson be at the Rumble?
I hope so.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
Is there no way Kenny,
well,
there is no way Kenny's WWE, yeah, Kenny, it's not happening.
Any shot, well, the initial question was, any shot WWE bought out Kenny's contract and he shows up at Rumble?
Nope.
Hey, listen.
Sorry.
Stranger things have happened. Any celebrity entrance? David Arquette.
You know what? I would love to see David Arquette show up now.
Yeah.
I think that's it, guys. Hey, guys, hit the subscribe button here on YouTube. Hit follow us on Twitch. Follow us everywhere we are. It's a huge help. Video, audio, everything. You can follow us everywhere podcasts are available. You can fund us. If you're here on YouTube, you can hit that dollar sign and fund us a dollar or whatever you want to fund us, and it's a huge help, and it keeps us going and does all the upgrades in the studio, and I just paid Rich yesterday. So, see, he's making bread. We're all making bread. I did not pay you, by the way. That's a lie. I did not pay you. I take all the money, and I just dump it into high-tech gear.
Yeah.
I just buy MacBooks over and over again.
And send them to yourself in the mail.
Send them to myself in the mail. You can fund us here on YouTube. And, of course, you can sign up for our Patreon where you get exclusive bonus content. On Saturday, we'll be recording an exclusive for Patreon, which will be our watch-along for Royal Rumble 2001, one of the better ones. I'm going to be doing a lot of this NXT stuff. I'm going to be doing a whole bunch of bonus stuff so you can go and fund us. And follow me on Twitter, @AndrewZane. You can follow Rich, @BTCRich. And that's it for this week. See you later.
Mwah.